This is an In It For The Kicks special feature.
Playing tomorrow night at Neck of the Woods on K Road in Auckland is Concord Dawn. Now Matt Concord Dawn is about to embark on a whole tour around the country, starting with that gig there. So we caught up with Matt and we asked, where's he heading to?
Well, I'll be up and down the country, and people can just check that out on the old Facebook page, but I'm coming back for Homegrown, so I'll be playing last on the dance stage there, which should be fun. It's always a really good party. So coming back to that, but I thought if I'm going to come back and do that, I might as well get up and down the country as well. So, you know, obviously I'll be playing the Neck of the Woods show in Auckland, and I'll be down at Christchurch at Ducks, which is always a good night, and getting to some of the smaller centres as well.
Now, you mentioned that you have been making a few new tunes. Now, the last one that we know about was the Fuzz EP, came out at the end of December. Mm-hmm. One of the tracks on it was a track called Scratchy, and it's a big Greg Churchill favourite, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually saw him on the feedback sheet that gets sent. I was chuffed to see that. Yeah, that was, I decided I wanted something a bit more grungy. I think, you know, a lot of dance music these days has gotten quite, a friend of mine describes it as glam rock. It's all getting quite sort of spandex and neon lighty, and I wanted to do something a bit more sort of visceral. So, yeah, the Fuzz EP was kind of an exploration of that. Lots of distortion and guitar pedals and things, you know, running synths through guitar pedals, which is, you know, something that in the past, you know, Prodigy and Chemical Brothers, when they first broke through, were doing, you know, a lot of that sort of stuff, trying to grip things up. So that was a sort of exploration of that kind of aesthetic. And then the next EP's maybe a little bit more techno-focused. I've been writing a lot of house and techno and listening to a lot of that music lately, and have another project that's getting off the ground doing that sort of stuff. And just enjoying my synths, really. So the next EP, the Gumshoe EP, it's going to be called, be out in the middle of March. It's kind of more on a, more of a synthetic, hypnotic, techno kind of vibe, I guess.
Now, with a whole bunch of, you just mentioned it there about the glam rock has kind of come through on drum and bass. What are your general kind of thoughts of it sort of blowing up, and a lot of the guys are putting real big pop vocals? Is that something that you've kind of considered for Concord Dawn?
Well, I do have a vocal tune up my sleeve, but it's a bit more, probably a bit more inspired by, let's say, Bill Evans than EDM. I think now there's sort of more money in dance music than there probably has been for a while, and a lot of people are sort of, I guess, chasing after as much of that as they can get their hands on. And so, you know, the big sort of euphoric lens flare, you know, beautiful girl possibly wearing, you know, an Indian chief headdress, you know, putting your hands up in the air kind of EDM is really all the rage right now. But it's not really my cup of tea, to be honest. I think it's more for the novice in terms of appreciating dance music. You know, it's kind of a gateway drug musically.
The entry level.
It's quite sugary, so it's not, it's not really for my palate. But I mean, if people like that, then, you know, maybe they get into that and then they move on to something else later. And I mean, you know, I used to be into Poison before I was into Motley Crue, before I was into Slayer, let's say. And, you know, often, if we can use a rock analogy. So, that's often the way these things happen, and people, you know, dip their toes in maybe at the sort of cheesier end of the spectrum before they get into the better stuff. So, you know, while it's not something that I'm into really, it's... It is what it is, really.
You mentioned just before you're writing some house and techno stuff. Is that correct, or is he just influenced by house and techno?
I've been listening to a lot of it, but I've been writing it too quite a bit lately. So I've seen away contracts for my first release for that, which will hopefully be out at some point. It's a pretty slow process. Kind of more darker house and techno, I guess. Kind of more of the baseline house variety, but I'll be sending you some of that when that's all allowed to happen, and you can check it out for yourself, I guess.
Is that going under the name of Concord Dawn, or have you got yourself a new alias?
No, it's a separate project. So I try and keep my Concord Dawn has always been drum and bass, and, you know, never made a dubstep track, never made a trap tune or anything like that. It's always been straight up drum and bass. So and the other project, the house and techno stuff, will be, it's called Cold Water, which is a small town in America. And then I also have a third thing, which is called Jalo, which is, it's sort of trip-hop, which is based on like vintage Italian erotic horror movies, sort of combined with hip-hop beats, all sort of instrument-based rather than sort of synth-based, and just been, yeah, kind of working on that on the side as well. So it's been really fun, actually, the last year. I mean, last year I sort of, because, you know, I've been running drum and bass for quite a while now, obviously, sort of 15 sort of odd years, and it's been quite nice to do something a bit different. And then when I come back to running drum and bass, I'm like, yay, drum and bass, you know? Let's get the brakes out and grab a re-space and you know, it makes me really appreciate drum and bass for what it is, having done some other things.
So dipping your toes in a little bit of everything keeps you sane.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I had a pretty long slog at making drum and bass, and I kind of got to a point where, especially with, as we discussed before, the sort of EDM-ification of drum and bass, where I'd sort of become a little bit disillusioned with the scene and just wanted to do something, I don't know, something a bit different, you know? And, you know, neither of the other projects have made me any money or anything like that. It's just been something, at this point, but it's just been something for my own sort of sanity. And, I just like to explore things. It's fun to do things differently. And it's difficult trying to do that with one project now. Like, you see a lot of drum and bass acts have a very, very particular sound, and each track that comes out, it's giving people what they want, I guess, so it's nothing too far removed from what's happened before and nothing that's really going to surprise anyone. Whereas, you know, prior to the Fuzz EP last year, I'd put out a disco track with Harley at the start of the year, and I write sort of music depending on what I feel like rather than sort of serving up the same hamburgers with a slightly different sauce. So, it's been good to have the other projects and just go out there and experiment and go, cool, I can just do this, which is completely removed from what I've done before. And I think it's actually made me refocus on what Concord Dawn is in terms of narrowing that down, because I've got these other avenues to explore now, you know.
So there you have it. So it's the Gumshoe EP, is that correct?
Yeah. So I'll be, you know, telling everybody about every little thing that happens with it on my Facebook page, I guess. Inevitably, when I join up for these things like Facebook and Twitter, there's always some other, I don't know, guy from Arkansas with 6 followers called Concord Dawn.
Are they big Star Wars fans?
I don't know. Sometimes they're Concord Dawn fans. But, I mean, you know, that's kind of weird for me. Like, I like the Beatles, but I wouldn't start a Facebook page called Facebook the Beatles. But, I mean, people do. I don't mind a little NZ on the end. I'm not ashamed of where I come from, so it's all good.
Matty, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us here on Hierarchy.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me.
Not a problem.